马可福音第二章第二十三节，耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候掐了麦穗。法利赛人对耶稣说，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？耶稣对他们说，经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人子也是安息日的主。阿们。
谢谢李景弟兄为我们阅读神的话语。现在我请邱英德牧师来为我们传讲信息，讲题是安息日与我们有益。
Sabbath commandment is the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments.
守安息日是十条诫命当中的第四条。
It's found in Exodus chapter 20.
就在出埃及记第二十章。
And verse 8 to verse 11.
出埃及记第二十章八到十一节。
We read, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord God made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
出埃及记第二十章八到十一节这么说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向神，向耶和华你神当守安息日。这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
The Sabbath day was given for our good.
安息日是为我们的益处而设的。
It is a day of rest for all of us.
是让我们在这一天能够休息。
And this rest is both physical as well as spiritual.
所谓的休息是在属灵跟肉体上的休息。
It's good for our body, it's good for our soul.
对我们的身体，对我们灵魂都有益。
It is good for our physical health and also spiritual health.
对我们身体的健康，还有我们属灵的健康都是有益处的。
So it is good that you are here today.
因此今天你在这里，这是好事。
Well, this is Sabbath day.
这是安息日。
Day of rest.
是休息的日子。
We come and worship the Lord.
我们就来敬拜神。
And when we worship the Lord on this good day, well, he gives us strength for the new week ahead.
那我们在这美好的一天来敬拜神，他就在未来的这一周里面就赐给你当得的力量。
In the Old Testament, it was kept on a Saturday.
在旧约的时候，他们是在星期六来守。
But in the New Testament today, we keep it on a Sunday.
那在新约里面，我们是在主日当中来守。
And that is because of the resurrection.
那是因为主的复活。
Jesus rose on a Sunday, first day of the week.
因为主耶稣基督是在七日的第一日，礼拜天来复活。
And since that time, the church has kept the Sabbath on the first day of the week, on a Sunday, which is called the Lord's Day.
那自从那时候开始，那教会就是在七日的第一日来守安息日，那来守为安息，那么那一天就改称为主日。
Now over here in Mark chapter 2,
在马可第二章这里,
looks like Jesus and his disciples broke the Sabbath.
看来耶稣跟他的门徒似乎是没有守安息日。
Because in the Sabbath, you are not supposed to do any work.
因为在安息日当中是不当做任何工,
but it looks like the disciples here were working.
看来这门徒还在当天在做一些事情。
And then the Pharisees criticized, found fault with the disciples of the Lord.
因此法利赛人就在找他们的麻烦，就是来批评耶稣的门徒。
We read in verse 23 and 24.
23-24节这么说,
and it came to pass when he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?
23-24节这么说, 耶稣当安息日从麦地里经过，他门徒行路的时候掐了麦穗。 法利赛人对耶稣说：“看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”
The Pharisees were always trying to find fault with Jesus.
法利赛人常常要来找耶稣的麻烦。
And throughout also the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, this kind of a criticisms against Jesus was nonstop.
那当耶稣基督在地面上的日子的时候，像这一类。 的攻击这一类的批评是持续不断的。
Even in this chapter itself, in chapter 2, we find already a lot of criticisms beforehand.
那就是这里的第二章，我们就看到在这之前就已经有很多不同各方面的批评了。
For instance, when Jesus forgave someone of sin,
举个例子说，当耶稣赦免了一个人的罪。
In verse 7, they criticized Jesus and said, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God?
那他们就批评，他们说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Of course, Jesus was God himself.
当耶稣他本身是神,
but they do not believe in him.
然后他们却不相信他。
So they find fault. They found fault with Jesus.
因此他们就是找他的错事。
And then not only that, later on, Jesus ate with the publicans and sinners.
然后之后我们看到说耶稣跟这些法利赛人，跟这些税吏，他们来一起吃喝的时候。
And when he ate and drank with the publicans and sinners, they also criticized him.
当他跟税吏跟罪人同席的时候，他们都
Verse 16, and when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners?
那在16节这边他说，这里边16节说，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人和税吏一同吃饭，就对他们徒说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
Of course, Jesus had a very good answer.
当然耶稣给一个美妙的答案。Verse
17 says, When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
那第17节耶稣就这样回答，这里说，耶稣听见就对他们说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Of course, Jesus was in the world, but he was not of the world.
我们知道说耶稣是在世界的里面，但是他不属这世界。
And he was eating with sinners in order to preach the gospel to them.
他跟罪人一起来吃喝，主要的就是要来向他们传福音。
Rebuke them of their sin and then call them to repentance.
责备他们，为着他们的罪来责备他们，来呼吁他们来悔改。
And then, as if that's not enough, later on in verse 18, we find them criticizing Jesus about why he does not fast.
似乎这还不足够。那我们就看到在第十八节这边他们就来批评问耶稣说，为什么他没有就是禁食。
And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not?
那第十八节说，当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人禁食，他们来问耶稣，约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢？
Of course, again, Jesus has a very good answer.
当然，耶稣同样有个美好的回复。
Verse 19, Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast.
第十九节，耶稣就对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能禁食呢？新郎还在，他不能禁食。
Have you ever gone for a wedding dinner and you are invited to a wedding dinner and then the bride or the bridegroom says, please come, but be prepared to fast.
你有没有被人邀请去就是去参加这样的一个结婚的晚宴？那新郎新娘在发出邀请的时候叫你来来参加我们的宴席，不过呢，预备心，我们一起来进食。
Of course not. In a wedding feast, will be a 10-course dinner, not just porridge.
那我们知道说不可能是这样的我们在婚宴当中是就是十道菜的这个盛宴，而不是只是吃这粥而已。
So they keep on criticizing Jesus.
那我们看到说他们一直都在批评耶稣。
And then now also, they criticize Jesus with regard to the Sabbath day.
那就在刚才我们所看的经文这里，他们也为这安息日，他们也来批评耶稣。
Now, why are you working?
他说，为什么你们做工？
Well, you know, when we see Jesus going through all these things, we believers also can expect non-stop opposition if we try to live according to God's will, and try to obey His word.
当我们看到耶稣面对这一些的时候，那我们身为神主的门徒，如果我们愿意遵守神的话语的话，我们也必须预备心说，我们会就是会因着要遵守神的心意、神的话语，我们要面对一些的敌对的势力。
Well, Satan is not happy when you're living in God's will and abiding God's work, in God's word.He wants to discourage you, and because he wants to discourage you, he will attack you left, right, and center.
当然，魔鬼撒旦当他看到说你要来遵循神的心意、神的话语的时候，那他心不满，他就是要想方设法的来攻击你，要击垮你的信心从各方面来攻击你。
So when you are faced with criticisms because you want to live a godly life, please don't be discouraged.
因此如果你要过一个圣洁的生活你却面对各样的批评请不要为此而感到颓丧。
Look at Jesus.
你要看我们的主耶稣。
Follow his example.
跟随他的榜样。
And then you see how Jesus dealt with such opposition.
我们就看到耶稣是怎么样的来回应这些敌对的人。
And you can overcome them.
你也能够胜过他们。
And you encourage yourself too.
你也能够得到激励。
Now the issue here has to do withplucking of the corn.
那在这里所关注的这事情是关系到掐麦穗的事。
So the Pharisees were accusing the disciples of working because they plucked the corn, harvesting the wheat.
那这些法利赛人就在这里就看到他们在摘这些的麦穗的时候就说他们是在工作，因为他们在收割。
Well, actually, the disciples were not breaking the Sabbath law over here.
其实门徒并没有就是破了安息日的规矩。
In fact, agriculture, farming is not part of their occupation.
那其实耕种不是他们的行业。
Most of them were fishermen.
因为他们都是捕鱼的。
And Matthew, who was just converted and called, was a tax collector.
他们多数是捕鱼的，而且马太是刚刚就是被呼召悔改。那，So
on the Sabbath day, they were just passing through a wheat field.
那在主日，在安息日的时候，他们刚刚经过这个麦田。
And after a long day's ministry, they were feeling a little hungry.
经过一天的服侍，他们感到饥饿了。So
they plucked a few grains of corn.
他们就摘了几根的麦穗
to satisfy their hunger.
来充饥。
They were not fishing for a living at that time.
他们不是在打鱼来过活。
They were not doing wholesale harvesting, working the whole day.
他们不是在全日都在那里收割，来在那里工作。
So they just happened to pass through a cornfield and then they plucked a few grains of corn for themselves.
他们更正好经过这麦田，就摘了几个麦穗来充饥，为着自己来充饥。
And the Pharisees criticized them.
那法利赛人就在那里批评他们了。
It is because they have their own laws.
因为法利赛人有自己的这些律法。
They were not judging the disciples based upon the law of God.
他们不是按照神的律法来审判门徒。
You see, they have their own traditions, they have their own man-made laws.
我们知道说法利赛人有他们自己的一些传统，自己所制造的一些律法。
And they came up with 39 extra biblical rules.
而且在圣经以外，他们就加上了另外39条，就是圣经以外的这些条例。
39 forms or kinds of work the people cannot do on a Sabbath day.
那就是说到说，在安息日里面，有39样人不能够做的一些工作。
So one is plucking.
其中一个就是摘麦穗。
You cannot pluck the corn.
就是不能够摘麦穗。
You cannot rub the corn either also.
不能够在手中来碾麦穗。
So in the list of 39 rules, 39 forms of work, while the disciples broke the third and the fifth of the 39.
那因此在他们的所列的这39条条例当中, 耶稣的门徒就破了其中第三跟第五条。
It's not part of the Ten Commandments.
但是这不是十条诫命里面的。
It's their own book of man-made laws.
是他们自己人为的这个律法。
And all their laws are so burdensome.
而且他们所列的这些律法呢，是非常的繁琐的。
And that's why Jesus in Luke chapter 11, verse 46, he said,
因此在路加福音11:46,
Jesus said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers.
那路加福音第十一章二十六节，46节，主耶稣这么说：你们律法师也有祸了，因为你们把难担的担子放在人身上，自己一根指头。
And so they were hypocrites.
因此我们知道他们是假冒为善的人。
They were only interested in the externals, but not the internal, not the heart.
然后他们只注重人外在的行为，而不看重说内心的思想。
Their laws were not good for mankind.
他们所设的这些律法对人是没有益处的。
They themselves also cannot, withstand it.
而且他们自己本身都不能够来守。
It's just for them to control the people. All the laws that they made were for them to control the people.
那他们所立的这些条例，为的就是要来掌控这些人群。
It's not for the good of humanity.
而不是为人类的好处。
So how did Jesus respond to their criticism?
那耶稣是怎么样的回应他们这样的一个批评呢？
We can learn from Jesus over here.
Jesus
appealed to the scriptures.
那耶稣就引经 句点的来。
So、we find this in verse 25 to verse 27.
那就是在25到27节这里所记载的。
And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need and was an hungered? He and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him.
那在这里第二十五节这边说，耶稣对他们说，经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。
Verse 25 says Jesus, you know, replying to them, "Have ye never read? Have ye never read?"
然后二十五节这边就说，耶稣就是这样回应他们说：“你们没有读过这经吗
？”Pointing them back to the Bible, to the scriptures.
那就是引他们啊回到圣经去看圣经。
And that is most effective.
这是最有效力的法则。
So if you are being attacked by the devil, tempted by the devil, opposed by the devil, criticized by the devil, what should you do?
那因此，当你在被魔鬼来试探，被魔鬼来攻击，被魔鬼就是来批评的时候，你应当怎么做呢
？Go back to the Bible.
然后回到圣经
，quote the Bible
来引用圣经
，use the Bible against the devil
用圣经来对抗这魔鬼
，and read the Bible for your own encouragement and comfort.
然后而且读圣经来使到自己能够得到激励，得到帮助。
That means you need to know the Bible.
啊，换句话说，你必须熟读圣经
，so know the Bible well，
而且要很熟悉。
Read your Bible daily，
每一天都要来读经。
Attend Bible study classes，
要出席查经班。
It's good you memorize the scriptures at worship.
在崇拜当中你们能够来背经，那是很好的。
Be full of the scriptures so that when Satan attacks you, you have the right verse. The Holy Spirit can use the right verse to cause you to remember the word, and then you have an answer and a refutation.
让圣经的话，神的话语来充满你。那当因此，当你在面对魔鬼攻击的时候，那圣灵就会借着这你所读的这些话语，这些神的话语来帮助你来应对他们。
So Jesus here rightly chided the Pharisees.
那因此，耶稣在这里就是很恰当的来责备这法利赛人。
Now the Pharisees were the pastors of the people, and they were supposed to be experts in the Old Testament law.
然后我们知道说，法利赛人就是本来就是好像他们当中的牧师，他们必须是对律法是很熟悉的。
So Jesus chided them, "Have you never read?"
然后因此耶稣就问他们说，你们没有念过吗？
How is it you don't know the scriptures? You should know the scriptures. How come you do not know?
那你怎么会看来好像根本不知道圣经所讲的，你本当知道圣经所言的。
The problem with these religious leaders was that they concentrated a great deal studying their man-made laws, the laws of their rabbis, instead of studying and meditating on the scriptures.
那问题就出在说，这些法利赛人，这些律法师，他们就是把整个心思意念就用在他们这些他们所列下来的这些人造的律法，而不是来看神所赐给我们的话语。
Because if they have read and understood the scriptures, they would not have criticized the Lord Jesus like this.
因为如果他们有读圣经的话，他们就不会这样子的来批判耶稣。
So have ye never read what David did?
耶稣就问他们说，难道你们没有读过大卫在经上所记的大卫怎么做的？
David was the great king of Israel.
大卫是以色列当中伟大的君王。
And Jesus was not citing something that was obscure.
而且耶稣不是在举一个先为人所知的一个例子。
He cited an example that they knew very well. David, their king, was known to all of them.
而是举出一个他们所熟悉每个人都知道的这位君王，就是大卫。
There was one time when he and his men fleeing from Saul, you know, were very, very hungry.
那有一回，大卫就跟着他带着他跟随的人，因为从扫罗那里逃跑的时候他们饥饿了。
And then he He went into the house of God.
然后他就来到神的殿。
And there was Abiathar the high priest.
那里就是亚比亚他是大祭司。
And then David asked the high priest, is there any food or not?
然后也大卫就问这个大祭司他问他有食物可吃吗？
And then Abiathar says, well, there's the showbread over here.
那亚比亚他就对他说在这里是这个陈设饼。
Showbread is ceremonial bread.
陈设饼是他们在敬拜使用的这个所使用的饼。
Found in the holy place of the tabernacle or the temple.
那就在会幕的圣所当中就安放在那里。
It's placed on a table that is 3 feet long.
那是放在陈设桌就是大概三尺长度的这个桌子。
And every time there are 12 loaves on the table.
每次献上的时候都是献上十二个饼。
And it is only for the priest to eat.
而只有祭司能够来吃。
And this law that is only for the priest is found in Leviticus.
那像这个这里说到说只能够祭司来吃呢这个律法是在利未记那里所列明的。
But we find the high priest over here, Abiathar, giving the showbread, which is only lawful for the priest to eat, gave it to David. David was not a priest, neither is men, and gave David the bread to eat.
然后我们却看到说，这位大祭司亚比亚他却把这个陈设饼来给了大卫还有他跟随的人。那大卫他跟随的人都不是祭司，他们本不当领受，但是亚比亚他却给了他们。
And God never said that Abiathar did something wrong.
而神却没有责备亚比亚他说他指责他说他犯了任何的错事。
In fact, what he did was right.
反过来他所做的是对的。
Because there is this principle also at work.
因为我们知道说有这样的一个原则。
A higher law overrides a lower law.
那高等的律法要来就是就是高等的律法来取代低等的律法。
A higher law of humanity overrides a lower law of ceremony.
那一个人道的这个较高的律法就要来取代较低的就是礼仪上的律法。
And this is found in verse 27 over here, when Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
也就在这里27节这里让我们看到耶稣在这里说安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
The higher law of humanity, the higher law of charity, the higher law of necessity overrides the lower law of ceremony.
人道的这个律法还有较高的这个爱的律例就胜过这礼仪上的律例。
So the ceremonial showbread on the table meant only for the priest was given to David and his men to eat because they were hungry, starving.
那么我们看到说这个用来在他们礼拜所使用的这陈设饼陈设桌上的这些饼那祭司就给了大卫让他们来充饥因为他们那时候已经饥饿了。
And this of course helped David and his men.
那这就帮助了大卫和他跟随的人。
That's why the Lord here says the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
因此耶稣说安息日是为人设立的而不是人不是为安息日设立的。
What does it mean over here?
到底这是什么意思呢?
Well, the Sabbath was made for the benefit of men.
那意思是说安息日是为人的益处来设立的。
And not man to benefit the Sabbath.
而不是人来使到安息日得益处。
The Sabbath was made for man's good.
安息日是为人得到好处。
To be helpful to man.
就是让人有得到帮助。
The Sabbath was given to serve man.
安息日的设立是要来就是服务人群。
Not man to serve the Sabbath.
而不是用让人去服务这安息日。
The Sabbath was given to set men free.
那安息日是为了使人得到自由。
Not man to be enslaved to the Sabbath.
而不是使到人被安息日来捆绑。
So the Sabbath, take note of this divine principle. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
那要注意这神所列下来的这样的一个原则，就是安息日是为人来设立，而不是人为安息日来设立。
That is why the higher law of humanity overrides the lower law of ceremony.
那因此我们看到说，较高的这个人道的律例，应该是要来取代较低的这礼仪上的律例。
So although it was the Sabbath day, the disciples pluck a few grains of corn, right, and pop them into their mouth to satisfy their hunger. It's not something wrong because it was something that they needed and required for their bodily sustenance. It's not work. It is for humanity and charity's sake.
那因此当这些门徒在安息日的时候，那就是取了这些麦穗放在口中来吃，那因为这样子就使到他们能够充饥，那这是为着他们能够继续生，就是能够继续生存保养身体，那么为着这个人道及爱的因素而做的。
The Sabbath is meant to save man and not to make man to suffer.
那安息日是要来救赎人，而不是让人受苦。
So, for instance, even today, if let's say someone is in danger or someone is very sick and needs a doctor, can the doctor go and treat his patient on a Sunday?
那就以今天来说，如果有一个人他真的是病了，病得很重，那他需要医生来救治他，来医治他。那身为医生的，他可以去为这个人来治病吗
？If a woman is pregnant with child and then she's about to deliver and the labor has come, labor pains have come on a Sunday, and then she calls up her gynecologist, doctor, baby is coming, can you come now? Can the doctor says, too bad it's on a Sunday. Can you tahan? Wait until Monday, then I'll come.
如果有一个怀孕的妇女啊，那她已经就是接近要生产了。那么在主日的当天，她感到阵痛，那知道说要生产了，她就打电话给她的妇产科医生，那告诉她说我就要生产了。那医生听了，医生可不可以告诉她说对不起，今天是主日，你可以不可以忍耐一下，到明天到星期一才生产呢？
Higher law of humanity overrides a lower law of ceremony.
那因此我们知道说人道的律例是较高的，那应该是取代这礼仪上的律例。
So there are certain essential services that require us to work on the Lord's day. If you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a soldier, you're a policeman,or you're a fireman, all these essential services, if you're called for duty, it's okay and it's all right for you to go.
因此我们知道说在某一些的行业就像是这些护士或者是医生就是这些医护人员或者是在军队中执勤的，或者是在这些消防方面的，那如果真的是接受到有需要的一些护照的时候，那他们必须是去来履行这些的责任。
And in verse 28 it says, therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
那在二十八节也告诉我们说，所以人子也是安息日的主。
In other words, the Lord Jesus is the author of the Sabbath law.
那换句话说，主耶稣基督是他创造这安息日律例的那位创造者、创作者。
And of course, as the author, he would be the sole and supreme and final interpreter of his own law.
因此他既是那创作者，他必须是他就是知道这个律例当中的精髓所要带出来的意义。
He is telling them, "You all have corrupted my law, but I'm telling you, this is the essence, and this is the sense and meaning of the Sabbath law that I've given."
那他的意思就是告诉他们说，你们已经歪曲扭曲了我所设立的这个安息日条例的意义。那就是你们使到它失去了它的精髓，它的用，它的意义。
And then also here when Jesus says he is the Lord of the Sabbath,
那在这里耶稣也说到说他是那安息日的主。
He's saying that on the Sabbath day you must worship me, you must worship the Lord. I'm the Lord of the Sabbath.
那他的意思是说，我在这个安息日的时候，你当来敬拜我，因为我是安息日的主。
Although you see me as the Son of Man, I am 100% man.
虽然你看我是人子，我是完全的人。
I'm also Lord.
我也是主。
The Lord of the Sabbath is none other than Jehovah himself.
就是安息日的主，也就是耶和华本身。
So verse 28 is one very good verse to prove the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not only a man, he's also 100% God.
那因此28节是我们可以用来一个很好的经文来让我们用来证实说耶稣基督的神性，那他不单是人，他也是一个完完全全的神。So
on the Sabbath day, although it's a day of physical rest, but take note, a day of physical rest means you spend time with God.
那因此主日是让我们身体得到休息的一天，但是 也意味着说，我们必须用时间来，就是跟与主同在。Come
and worship Him. Come and serve Him.
我们要来敬拜他，要来服侍他。The
world out there which does not know God, they may keep the Sabbath. They have a day of rest, but they do their own thing. They lose out on the blessing.
那在外头世人，他们可能真的是有遵守安息，他们休息了。 但是他们就是做他们自己喜欢做的事情，他们其实是错过了许多宝贵的福分。We
keep the Sabbath not only by not working on the Lord's Day, but also coming to church to worship and serve the Lord. We receive the fullness of the blessing of the Sabbath law from the Lord of the Sabbath.
那我们遵守安息日的时候，我们不单是不做工，我们也聚集在一起，那我们是来领受这安息日主所要赐给我们的福分，我们是领受那完美饱足的属灵的福分。So
when you remember the Sabbath law, remember the cross.
当你记得安息日的时候，那就要记得那十字架。There
are two strokes.
有两话。
How to keep the Sabbath for our good?
那我们要怎么样来守安息日，使我们自己得益处呢？
Well, first, worship the Lord.
首先就是要敬拜神。
And when we worship the Lord, then the Lord will bless us. And that's the horizontal stroke. The blessings upon us, grace and strength for the week ahead, He will give to us.
那我们敬拜神，那之后我们就是 一起的来服侍，那就是横的这一话。那借着这样，神就把我们一个一周里面所需的福气力量赐给我们。
When we glorify and worship the Lord on the Lord's Day, He will give us strength for the week, and then we will enjoy the week ahead.
我们在主日的时候来敬拜，来侍奉他，那他就会赐给我们力量跟福分，以致我们在接下来的一周。 就是充满着福气来度过。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Father
in heaven, we thank thee that thou art a very good God.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你， 因为你是那美好的神。
And you have given to us very good laws.
你把美善的律例都赐给我们。
Thank you that the Sabbath law is meant for our good.
我们感谢主，安息的律例是为着我们的益处。
And we pray each time we come to thee, Lord, on the Lord's day, thou being the Lord of the Sabbath, may, as we worship thee, will heal us.
我们来到你面前来向你祷告的时候，我们求主你安息日的主，当我们在主日的当中来敬拜你的时候，你会来医治我们。
Grant us physical and spiritual health and strength to live for thee.
赐给我们属灵跟属肉体的健壮，好叫我们能够来为主你活。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
祷告，阿门。